Bozo comes out of the ball game, and back in, I believe, is Colt McCornan now. Well, on the right wing, across court pass, top of the circle, in the paint, there's Kling with a little fallaway jumper, couldn't get it. Rebound taken down nicely by Ryken Davis. Davis outlet pass to Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn to the right elbow to Hunter Bowling with 28 seconds to go. Bowling dribbling in, driving floater, no, couldn't get it. Rebound, Martini, outlet pass. Here comes Kling, Anthony Kling, driving lay-in. Oh, it sat on the rim and wouldn't fall. It was up there for the longest time. Couldn't get it to drop. Back for HTRS. There's a nice move to the basket. A little scoop shot by Dunlap, but he couldn't finish. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Justin Pierce to Kling. Kling will launch at the buzzer for a long three that doesn't go. And after one quarter, it's Pawnee City, 19, HTRS 3. We're back in 60 seconds on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or west of Witt in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
19-3, our score after one quarter here at Humboldt. Here's an update on the game being played in Fall City. The Sacred Heart Irish boys are leading Auburn 15-8 after one quarter. Maybe a little bit of a surprise there. The Irish up 15-8, that game being heard over on Sunny 101.3. Back to live action here at HTRS. It'll be the Titans with the basketball. They inbound the pass to Hunter Bowling. Bowling over on the right side finds Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap inside the paint. They feed it underneath. Ball tipped around and grabbed up by Menega. Menega flips it out to Kling, and Anthony Kling will bring the ball up court. Being challenged by Brant Leach defensively. Kling into the corner. Here's Martini for three off the front of the rim. No. Ball fought for. Whistle. We're probably going to have a foul called here on Anthony Kling. Kling came in pretty aggressively going after that offensive board on the sophomore. That's his first personal team foul, number four, on the Pawnee City Indians. Randy Gatula with you here in Humboldt tonight. 7:35 to play in the first half. The Pawnee City Indians out to an early 19-3 lead. In the paint for the Titans, handling the basketball is Brant Leach. Had it tipped away. Jack Hunsaker grabs it up out here on the left wing. Across court pass to Dunlap. Inside the paint, Ryken Davis tried to feed it into the corner right wing to Brant Leach. Ball was tipped away over there by Anthony Kling off of Kling's fingertips, and it'll belong to the Titans. Inbounding the pass, Brant Leach in the corner. On the baseline, trapped underneath, they bring it all the way out to the top of the key on the left elbow. Here's a long three that's off the front of the rim, doesn't go. Kling has the rebound. Jack Hunsaker put that shot up. And as Anthony Kling came down with the rebound, he's going to be fouled by Ryken Davis. On Davis, his first personal team foul, number five, on the Titans. Indians basketball. This is Jet Farwell down court with it. Looking at a 2-1-2 zone here now out of HTRS. They set back in a zone. Justin Pierce tried to feed it into Martini. Lost the handle on it. Martini now kicks it to the top of the key to Kling for an open look three that won't go. Pulling down the rebound is Jack Hunsaker. Hunsaker will bring the ball up the court for the Titans. His team trailing 19-3. That was our score at the end of the period. We now have 6:35 to go here in the second quarter. In the corner left side with it is Hunter Bowling. Bowling to the top of the key, across court pass, Jack Hunsaker. Between the rings, Brogan Dunlap on the dribble. Left elbow again finds Bowling. Bowling guarded by Justin Pierce. Man-to-man defense by Pawnee City. HTRS having trouble penetrating that man-to-man and getting it inside. Even getting a good look at the basket's kind of been a challenge here for HTRS. Ball knocked away by Menega, stolen by Farwell. Spin move, up and good by Kling. Farwell gets the steal, Kling gets the basket. And as I said, those two work so well together. very unselfish basketball. They're like a match set of salt and pepper shakers under there. Pick your poison, I guess. 21-3, Pawnee City continuing to dominate here early in the ballgame. Oh, there's a nice pass underneath. They fed it to Riken Davis, and Davis has the first field goal of the night for the Titans at the 5:35 mark of this first half. Long shot up and off, no good. Hunter Bowling with the rebound. Bowling with a bounce pass finds Dunlap. Dunlap to the left elbow. Hunsicker with the ball. He's guarded by Menega. A cross-court skip pass over to Dunlap. In the paint, Dunlap underhanded scoop shot in and out. Whistle foul. And we're probably going to have Rogan Dunlap at the line to shoot a couple here for HTRS. We'll see who the foul is on. Foul's going to be called on Joseph Martini. On Martini, his second personal team foul, number five, on Pawnee City. At the line, Rogan Dunlap shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Dunlap has now hit two out of three from the free throw line. Has 2 points. Makes it 21-6 now. I don't know what Coach Hadley Zakora is discussing with the official. He's up 21-6. He can't be too displeased. Second shot is up and good also for Dunlap. Coach Zakora, I'm paraphrasing now. I think it was something like, oh my goodness, Mr. Fishel, are you certain? Or something along those lines. A cross-court pass, skip pass to Anthony Kling. Right back to the near side to Menega. Now Jet Farwell with the basketball at the free throw line. In the paint, little jump shot. He got it. Well, I tell you, makes that look so easy. Jet Farwell moving between defenders. A little jump hop step in there. And he's in double figures with 10 points. 23-7, your score. Pawnee City on top. Driving lay-in, reverse scoop lay-in. That was a nice move by Brogan Dunlap. They fed him coming down through the lane, and he just did a little reverse underhanded scoop and put it in the hole. Now Pierce with the ball in traffic to the corner. Kling for an open look three, baseline left side, in and out. Rebound, try for tip-in. Won't go back down with the rebound, trying to feed it back, doing a good job underneath. Was Horse. Horse gets knocked to the floor. The foul, I think, is going to go on Davis. That's his second personal. Back into the lineup is Brennan Vaughn now. Vaughn's going to check in and take the place of Riken Davis. Justin Pierce will inbound. In the paint to Kling, off the glass, up and good. Kling and Farwell, they get all those points, and as I said at the outset, seldom do they score from more than 3 or 4 feet out from the basket. Once in a while, they'll pop a three on you, but for the most part, they have such a great job of getting the ball to the hoop. Here's the ball tipped away. Falling to the floor is Kling. Ooh, Kling is down. Wonder if he's all right. Kling a little bit slow getting up near midcourt. And he's going to walk it off. I was afraid he twisted an ankle for a moment. He felt kind of awkwardly there at midcourt. But he's walking it off, holding the knee, actually. 4:04 to go. And I think they're going to take him out, give him a breather, checking in to replace him. Will be Atreyu Kling, his brother, Atreyu 5'9", freshman, in there now in place of Anthony, with 4 minutes to go in the first half, 25-9, Indians on top. Brennan Vaughn feeds to the corner left side. This is Brant Leach. Leach has the ball tipped away by Atreyu Kling, and Anthony Kling just says, you know, Coach, I'm okay. And he's right back into the ballgame. Anthony Kling checks right in. I don't think he likes to sit on the bench much. His team up 25-9. He wants to be part of the fun. Here's a three from the corner, up and good. Nice looking shot by Brogan Dunlap. He hit the three, and Dunlap has 8 points now for the Indians as he nailed the three. In the paint, turnaround shot, baseline up, off, no good. That shot put up by Bryson Horst for the Indians, and back the other direction. Stumbling and falling to the floor over on the right side there was Alex Kojal. Skip pass across to the near side, Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker at the top of the key. Now penetrates in the paint, had the ball dribbled away, flips it out to Vaughn. Brennan Vaughn in traffic, driving away and got the basket, and he will be fouled. Brennan Vaughn got the lay-in and drew the personal foul. The basket counts. The foul is going to be called on Anthony Kling, his second, and now at the line for the and one is Brennan Vaughn. Free throw is up. It's off, no good, and Kling comes down with a rebound for the Indians. 25-14. The lead is back down to 11. Justin Pierce has it in four court, across court. Jet Farwell in traffic. He's triple teamed, quadruple teamed, and kicks it back up to the top of the key to Drew Menega. Menega finds Justin Pierce in the corner left side. Kling up to Menega at the top of the key. Right side, Jet Farwell for three. Bingo! Jet Farwell just nailed the three. They left him uncovered out there. He can't do that. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. Here's a three the other end. Up and off, no good, but the rebound pulled down. Titans with a follow shot that's up. The three was launched there by Kojal, and then Leach had a put back and couldn't get it. Ball is loose at the other end. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Indians. Foul is going to be on Justin Pierce. That's his third personal. So Justin hasn't seen the floor all that much, but when he does, he gets involved in the defense. Perhaps too involved. He has three personals already. 2:32 to go here in the first half. It's 28-14. The Indians have doubled up the score now on the Titans. At the free throw line will be Jack Hunsicker. He has not scored tonight. Here shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and good. He'll have the and one coming up. That's Hunsicker's first point of the evening. Second shot coming for the senior, Jack Hunsicker. Senior's honored tonight here at Paris Night. Second shot is up and good also. Got them both. 28-16. The lead is down to 12 now. Indians basketball. Right side, Drew Menega. Clean to Menega. He'll launch a three from the right elbow that rims off no good, and pulling down the defensive rebound is Brent Leach. Leach with the outlet pass to Jack Hunsicker across the timeline. Hunsicker goes around the defender. He'll pull up for an open look three from the left side that short off the rim. The rebound now comes down to Joseph Martini. Martini, outlet pass finds Jet Farwell. Farwell into forecourt. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half now. 1:57 on the clock. Bounce pass stolen away. Nice job. Rogan Dunlap. Dunlap collided there with Horst. Dunlap went into the wall. Thank goodness for the padding on those concrete walls over there. Foul is going to be called on Bryson Horst. On Horst's first personal. Team foul number 8. We're in the 1-1. HTRS at the line. Shooting 1-1. Free throw is on the way up and off the rim, wouldn't go. The rebound brought down, follow shot, put back up and good. On the put back was Brent Leach as he got it to go. And it's 28-18. The lead is down to 10. Here's another steal. On the steal is Vaughn. Vaughn, oh, feeds across nicely. Follow shot, put back, two shots at it. Point blank bunnies, and Dunlap couldn't get it to fall. He's got to be shaking his head. They feed it underneath. A shot up from the left side of the baseline by Bryson Horst. For Pawnee City, and Bryson will be fouled. He'll be at the line, and he'll be shooting two shots for the Indians. A minute 28 to go here now. That foul is going to be on Brent Leach, his first. Team foul number 7. We're shooting two, I believe. Horst at the line to shoot two. He has not scored yet tonight as he looks to the basket. Free throw is up. It's off the back iron and bounces out of there for him. A minute 28 to play. In the first half, be sure to stay tuned for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. You want to join us for that. Horst ready for his second free throw. It's up and it's off the iron also. The rebound is tipped around. Kling chases it down in the corner. Anthony Kling tried to put it off one of the defenders. It goes into the hands of HTRS. Here's Bowling to the left elbow to Hunsicker, and he traveled with the basketball. And he knew he did. He shook his head. Talk to himself a little bit. A minute 18 to go now in the first half. A 10-point ball game. Pawnee City jumped out to that big 19-3 lead in the first quarter. Indians kind of let the Titans slowly crawl their way back into this thing towards a 10-point ball game. 1:11 to go. A basket by the Titans, and we can have a single-digit lead. And there's the steal. Coming up with it is Vaughn, feeding it down court. Bowling in traffic. Fall-away shot, no. Tried for tip-in, follow shot won't go. And the whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. The foul is going to be on Pawnee City's Bryson Horst, his second personal. At the free throw line, Brennan Vaughn. He has 2 points. He's 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Vaughn has a chance here to pull him within single digits. The first one is up and off, no good. He'll have another attempt coming. 59 seconds to play here in the first half. Brennan Vaughn, second free throw is up, and it is off, no good. Tipped around And chasing it down is Jet Farwell in the corner. Down court it comes. Farwell gets it to Martini. Back underneath baseline left side. Now Kling drives in traffic. Reverse lay-in, no. Blocked away nicely. Great defense. Great defense by Jack Hunsicker to knock that one away on the baseline. 28-18. The lead is 10 for Pawnee City with 46 seconds to go in the first half. Indians will play it in. Bryson Horst to inbound it. Triggers it in on the right side to Kling. To Meniga, cross court, stolen away by Bowling. Under Bowling on the fast break, laying up, fan couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Vaughn. It's an 8-point ball game down to single digits. They led by 16 at the end of the quarter, and HTRS has battled their way back into this thing within 8. Coach Mike Shard up encouraging his defense here with 22 seconds to go. Kling turns it over. HTRS with the basketball again, it's loose on the floor. In the baseline left side, fall away, shot up, and off, no good, but a whistle, and traveling is going to be called. Oh, the Titans were so very close to cutting this to a 6-point ball game. He traveled as he put the shot up. It was a 1-on-3 deal, to be fair. Now, the Indians with a chance to play for one. 10 seconds on the clock. Stolen away. There's another steal on the fast break, driving away, and a foul is going to be called on Jet Farwell, his first personal. At the free throw line will be Brendan Vaughn, shooting two shots with 3.7 seconds to go. Vaughn can get the Titans within 6 if he hits a pair here. The first free throw is up, and it is in and out. Oh, it bounced around in there for the longest time. How long has it got to stay in there before it counts, I wonder? Bounce back out. Brendan Vaughn, 5'11 sophomore, second free throw. Try and cut the lead. It's up. This one is good. He got it. Folks, it's a 7-point ball game. The Titans have battled back into this. 3.7 seconds to go. There's a steal. A long three on the way. Off, no good. Ready for follow shot. Will go. Had that three dropped, this would have been a whole new ball game. It's halftime. The Pawnee City Indians lead. HTRS Titans are halftime score, Pawnee City 28, HTRS 21. See for the Highland Community College halftime show coming up, presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full-circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Falls City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 set up an appointment with Dr. Steele in Falls City, or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And And we welcome you back to ACRS High School, competing a little bit with the Fat Band here, but it is time now for the Highland Community College Halftime Scoring Recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's take a look at the individual scoring. First for the Pawnee City Indians, they have two players in double figures. Jet Farwell leads the way with 13 points. Anthony Kling has 10. Drew Menega with 2. Justin Pierce with 2. The Indians hit 6 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half. For the HTRS Titans, leading the way, Brogan Dunlap with 8 points. Adding 5 was Brendan Bond coming off the bench. And then 2 points each for Hunter Bowling, Jack Hunsicker, Brant Leach, and Rankin Davis for their total of 21. Titans had a lot of opportunities that they missed there at the line. They hit 8 out of 14 from the charity stripe, 14 attempts, and they hit 8 of them. They trailed 19-3 after one quarter, but managed to battle back to within 7 points here at halftime, 28-21. This has been your halftime scoring recap, brought to you by Highland Community College. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll have third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTMC.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the Old Falls City Journal Building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit airtime.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S&I, its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. A winter weather advisory goes into effect tonight. We'll see cloudy skies with a bit of rain mixing with snow as temperatures fall back to around 31 degrees and winds out of the northeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Rain mixing with a little bit of snow and sleet on Wednesday. Not much in the way of accumulation, but some slick spots here and there. High temperature around 38 with easterly winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Chance of rain and snow Wednesday night with a low temperature of 27 degrees and winds out of the north at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Thursday, cloudy with a high temperature around 34 degrees and northwest winds at up to 40 miles an hour. Friday, sunshine with a high temperature of 35 degrees. Saturday, cloudy, high of 38. Sunday, partly sunny, 39 degrees. Sunny Monday, high of 37. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 35.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to HTRS High School. It's halftime. The Pawnee City Indians leading HTRS 28-21. Have a very important announcement for all the students at Fall City Public and Sacred Heart Schools. There will be no school tomorrow at Fall City Public or at Fall City Sacred Heart. School has been canceled for tomorrow. Out of an abundance of caution, they're talking about the possibility of some freezing rain, sleet, maybe mixed with some snow. So they've already made the decision to call off school. Again, repeating that, there will be no school at Fall City Public or at Fall City Sacred Heart tomorrow. School has been canceled. Well, let's see what we've got for scoring updates from the Sacred Heart Auburn boys game. The latest we heard was after one quarter, Fall City Sacred Heart leading Auburn's boys 15-8. We don't have a halftime score there yet, still waiting for an update on that boys contest. That's being heard live. John Nixon has the call for you over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. This has been an interesting first half. After Pawnee City dominated and jumped out to a 19-3 lead, the Titans were 1 3-pointer at the buzzer away from making this thing a 4-point ball game at halftime. Right now it's a 7-point margin. Pawnee City will have the first possession of the third period. Indians with the basketball. Justin Pierce in the corner puts it into Anthony Kling to the left side. Menigan for the long three off the front of the rim and the rebound to the Titans. HCRS with a chance to cut into this thing. Jack Hunsicker will bring it down court and set the offense for the Titans. Is it off to Bowling on the left wing? Inside the paint, ball tipped around. Rankin Davis in traffic. Open left for three from the left side that's off the rim. Rebound to Justin Pierce. Pierce has got Farwell out ahead of him. Tried to give it to Farwell. It's tipped out of bounds and touched last, I think, on the baseline by Farwell, so it'll belong to HTRS. 28-21. You know, the Titans come up with another basket or two, this thing starts to get interesting. It appeared Pawnee City was going to come out and dominate HTRS here, going up 19-3 in that first quarter, but the Titans said not so fast. Titans with the basketball now. On the left wing is Dunlap. He had a good first half, 8 points. Dunlap holds the ball, being guarded by Jet Farwell. There's a pass stolen away by Martini. For the big man, Martini moving well. Spin move in the paint, off the glass, up and good. How about that? What a job by Joseph Martini. Oh, fast break the other way, all alone for a lay-in. That's up and off. An uncontested bunny would not go down, and it looked for all the world like they had a sure two on this end for HTRS. Nobody around. There's a three by Kling from the left elbow, up and good. And, boy, what a swing you can have in a ball game with just a couple of passes up and down the court. Suddenly it's back to a 12-point lead, 33-21. Titans had a chance for an uncontested bunny lay-in down here, and it would not go in the hole. With the basketball is Jack Hunsicker to the top of the key. His pass comes to Hunter Bowling. Man-to-man defense for the Indians here. In the corner, a three is on the way from the baseline, left side off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back. It won't go for Rankin Davis. Now another follow shot, reverse lay-in. Davis got the rebound, kicks it to the right side. Open look three from the right corner. It's in and out of there. That shot wouldn't fall for Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap had a couple of layup attempts and a three-point attempt. I believe if this was hockey, they had four shots on goal there and came away empty-handed. Would not go down for them. We do have a whistle and a foul called on the Indians. The foul is going to be on Leach, on Brent Leach. That's his second personal, first team foul of the half on the Titans. 5:49 to go, third quarter, 33-21. Pawnee a little more comfortable, back up by 12 now. Martini with that spin move in the lane, puts it up, couldn't get it. The rebound is pulled down by Brent Leach. Leach gets the outlet pass up court to Dunlap. Dunlap, guarded by Farwell, pass to the near side. This is Hunter Bowling in the paint. Oh, Bowling trying to feed it in the corner. It was tipped away. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Pawnee City. Indians will have the ball. Lots of action down in the far side corner. Ended up with the Indians getting the basketball. 5:24 to go in the third quarter. 33-21. Indians up. Inbound pass. They toss it in to Jet Farwell. Farwell to Kling for three from the corner. This is off with the rebound to Martini. Then Martini is stripped of the basketball. Was he going up with a shot is the question. Yes. They're going to put him at the line to shoot two shots. Foul is going to be called on Rankin Davis, his third personal, team foul number two on the Titans. At the free throw line, Joseph Martini. He has not been to the line yet tonight. Here is shooting two shots. The first one is just short off the front of the rim. He'll get another attempt. Alex Kozul back into the lineup for the Titans, replacing Rankin Davis. Martini has 2 points on a field goal. It'll be a second attempt from the charity stripe. It's on the way up, and it's short also, but the rebound comes down to Kling. Kling with a follow shot up and good. Anthony Kling has 15 points now in the ballgame as he pulled that down. Kling makes that look so easy sometimes, that little underhanded scoop shot. He goes under the outstretched arms of the defender and manages to still spin it off the glass. Puts a little English on it. Here's a fall-away lay-in. Dunlap couldn't get. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Brent Leach. Leach with his second bucket of the night. He's got 4 points. There's a jump shot on the other end by Farwell. Off, no good. Rebound pulled down for the Titans by Jack Hunsicker. His outlet pass comes up to Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap left elbow to Jack Hunsicker. Man-to-man defense now by the Indians. Right elbow, Dunlap. Lob pass underneath. Ball tipped away nicely by Justin Pierce. They were trying to get it underneath to Brent Leach, and Pierce just came in and batted the ball away, knocked it out of bounds on the baseline. HTRS will have the ball. Foul is going to be on Justin Pierce. That will be Pierce's fourth personal, so he'll come out of the ballgame, and then Treyu Kling will check in to replace him. Lob pass to the top of the circle. Underneath baseline, they feed it inside, stolen away nicely by Jeff Farwell. He makes a steal behind the back, dribble, goes around the defender, around the defender again, puts a lay-in up that won't go. Fast break the other direction. Here comes Hunsicker, blocked away by Menega. Menega with some great defense, falling to the floor, shot is up and off, no good. Rebound in the paint, they feed it to the right side, backing out for three from the corner, shot is up and good by Kozul. Kozul had every opportunity to put up the 8-foot jumper. Instead, he backed up. He wanted to shoot for three. He must have been feeling good about a three right there. All right, now Menega has the basketball at the top of the key. Gives it to Kling. A cross-court pass. That's Martini with the basketball. 36-35-26. The lead is 9 once again now for Pawnee City. They have the ball. Now Kling works to the basket. Oh, nice pass to Farwell. Couldn't get it. Rebound pulled down nicely by Brent Leach. Leach down court. Alex Kozul with the basketball. Into Bowling. He's double-teamed. Bowling in trouble. Nice feed. Got the ball off to the left side to Brent Leach, and Leach lays it in. And we're back to a 7-point ball game. That's where we were at halftime. 3:09 to go here. HTRS just keeps hanging around. Pawnee City, fresh off of that Mudeca's championship last week in Beatrice. Underneath, there's Farwell in traffic. Up top, Martini for three. No good, and the rebound tipped around. Menega comes up with it back to the top of the circle. Now Kling wants to go in. He'll penetrate right into the defense. Goes up with a shot. Got it. And that is what Anthony Kling I'm just amazed by what the young man does. He just went right into the teeth of three defenders, weaved around the first one to the right, the second one to the left, around the last one, and then underhanded, flipped the ball in, got the basket, and drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Leach, his third personal. And now Kling is at the line with a chance to complete a three-point play. He has 17 points in the ball game already. That was just a remarkable offensive move by that young man. Up and good. Almost hard to describe when you watch what he's doing there. You have to catch your breath and think, now what did I just see? 38-28, that three-point trip down there by Kling puts the Indians back up by 10. HCRS hanging in there, though. This is Brennan Vaughn with the basketball. He's a sophomore. Vaughn hands it up to Dunlap, into the corner right side, Bowling. Hunter Bowling can't get to the bucket, has to lob it up top. In traffic, moving toward the basket. There's a nice shot off the glass, no. Rebound right to Davis, shot is up. No, they're not going to give him the bucket. They're going to say the foul came on the floor before the shot. He would have liked to have had that one, I think. Foul's going to be on Joseph Martini. That's his third personal, team foul number two on the Indians. 38-28 the score. Pawnee up by 10 with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Out to the corner, left side. Driving, lay-in up and good. Nice move for Alex Kozo. Kozo's got 5 points. We're back to an 8-point contest. Titans just keep hanging around. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kling to the corner, left side, Menega. Farwell, round stolen from Kling. Here's the breakaway, laying up, and good. Putting it down is Broken Dunlap. He's in double figures with 10 points. And, folks, we got a 6-point basketball game. Pawnee City's Catlin Sikora up off the bench, wringing his hands here a little bit. He's concerned. His team led big time. He's going to take a timeout. 1:38 to go in the third quarter, 38-32. Pawnee City up by 6. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at HTRS High School in Humboldt. A minute 38 to play in the third quarter. The Titans have battled back to within 6 now. 38-32, Pawnee City leading it. The Indians led after one quarter 19-3. They were up by 7 at halftime, 28-21. To be honest with you, at the end of the first quarter, I thought, well, we're going to see a lot of subs play in, and this one may be already settled. And HCRS didn't see it that way. The Titans just keep hanging around and battling back into this thing, and right now they're posing a challenge here to the Pawnee City Indians. Coach Sikora wanted to take time out and kind of regroup the troops here a little bit. Indians with the basketball, the inbound pass, tossed into Jet Farwell to the right side. Horse with it. Oh, it went right through the hands of Joseph Martini. And when the game is starting to get tight, those are the kind of turnovers you cannot afford down there, giving up the possession. Now HTRS down by 6 with the basketball to the top of the key. The pass comes up to Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker has 2 points on 2 free throws. He has not scored from the field tonight. Driving the baseline, driving, laying up, no, tipped around. Boy, had a good look at it there. It was Brent Leach, but couldn't finish. Driving lay in at the other end is up. An offensive foul on Jeff Farwell. Of course, the HCRS fans very much approve of that. Some of the Pawnee City fans, well, not so much. Farwell picks up his second personal, 13th foul on the Indians. And that basket went in, too, so it cost him 2 points and a foul. At the other end, a driving layup, moving toward the hoop for the lay-in, was Brent Vaughn, Brennan Vaughn, and Brennan is fouled. I don't know if they're going to say he was shooting or not. No, they're just going to play it in on the baseline. The foul is on Martini, his fourth personal. That becomes an issue now. Here's a three on the way. Good! Logan Dunlap nailed the three, and it's a three-point basketball game, 38-35. We're down to 3 points with 45 seconds to go here in the quarter. Martini moves to the hoop. A blocking foul is going to be called on the Titans. It won't be a shooting foul, I don't think. The foul is going to be on Rankin Davis. So you've got Justin Pierce with four fouls right now. Joseph Martini has four fouls right now. And there's a whole lot of wood to chop here yet tonight. We still got 41 seconds to play in the third quarter. Pawnee City's basketball under their own bucket. Drew Maniga will inbound it. Maniga gets it into the corner. Into the hands over there of Jeff Harwell. I imagine there's nobody that Coach Secor would rather have the ball in the hands of than Quinn and Harwell. There's Quinn for three, off no good. And you know what? HCRS has a chance to play for the last shot of the period, down by three. They could possibly, theoretically, tie this thing at the end of the quarter or get within one. There's a pass underneath. Shot is up and good, and a foul! The basket is good by Brent Leach. He's got 8 points. The basket counts. That makes it 38-37. And at the free throw line, with a chance of tying the basketball game, is Brent Leach with 14 seconds to go. The foul, incidentally, was on a Treu Kling, his first. Free throw is up and good. And we're tied. Brent Leach has tied the game at 38-all with 10 seconds to play. Maniga for three, off the rim, no. Fought for, rebound, follow shot, no. Block, whistle. What do we got? Was it a foul or the ball just blocked out of bounds? I don't see a foul being indicated. Yeah, now we do. Foul is going to be on Anthony Kling, I think. Is that what? No, 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 check that out. I'm sorry, the other way. Foul's on Brent Leach. Leach picks up his fourth. At the free throw line, shot is up and good by Jet Farwell. I was looking at the wrong 23 here. Farwell now with 14 points has put Pawnee City back up by one. Second free throw is up. It's good also. So Jet Farwell kind of calmed the troops down a little with a pair of free throws. There's a half-court shot at the buzzer that won't go. After three quarters of play, we've got a ball game. It's Pawnee City 40, HTRS 38. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to HTRS High School. Quick announcement, no school tomorrow at HTRS. There will be no school at HTRS tomorrow. We'll mention that again a little bit later. We move to fourth quarter action. 40-38, Pawnee City up by two. HCRS will have the first possession of the basketball. Jack Hunsicker on the dribble on the left side of the free throw circle to the top of the key. Moves it up to Hunter Bowling. Bowling at the top of the key, bounce pass right side. That's Kojal with the ball. Kojal hands it back down to Brogan Dunlap. They work the outside perimeter. There's a three that's up, man, off no good. Tipped away out of bounds. Oh, man, running way up into the stands is Brennan Vaughn. Good effort. Had that three dropped, the Titans would have taken their first lead of the ball game after trailing 19-3 at the end of the first quarter. The Indians have got their hands full. This could be interesting to see how this works out at the end. Pawnee City comes down court. Pierce chased after the ball. Then we got a whistle and a foul, I think, on the Titans. Yes, it is. The foul is going to go on Brennan Vaughn. On Vaughn, his first personal, and that's team foul. Number six, not yet into the one-and-one. Inbound the pass to Jeff Farwell. Left side, Anthony Kling with the basketball. Pierce into the corner, lob pass in. Martini, he'll be fouled. Martini went up with a shot on the baseline, and he'll be going to the line to shoot two shots. I think his foul is going to be on Brennan Vaughn, his second personal. Joseph Martini at the line. He is 0 for 2 from the line so far tonight, has 2 points in the ballgame. Here he'll be shooting 2 shots. Martini looks to the basket. Free throw is up, and it is good. Hit that one. That puts Pawnee City back up by 3. This has been a great ball game. I've enjoyed this one tonight. A lot of friends on both sides of the court here, and we've seen a neighborhood shootout. Second shot is up, and off it won't go. Tipped out of bounds. Who touched it last? I think it's going to stay with Pawnee City. I'm a Pawnee County resident myself now, but lots of friends on both sides of the floor here, so I'm really having a great week. I have games here in Humboldt tonight. I'm in Tecumseh Thursday night, and I'm in Pawnee City Friday night. So I'm home 15 minutes after the game every night. I love it. Here's the inbound pass to Martini. He puts it down into the corner in traffic to the left side, Kling around the horn. Pierce for an open look. 3. The rim, no. And the rebound by Vaughn. Down in a hurry come the Titans, trailing by 3, 41-38. Lots of time left, 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. The ball is tipped away on the baseline, lost out of bounds, off the fingertips of Jack Hunsicker, right in front of Coach Mike Sharp. Coach Sharp, you can see the disappointment on his face when that ball came to him. 6:52 to play in the ballgame. Clock is running as the Indians bring it up the court with a 3-point lead. 41-38. Pierce into the corner. Underneath Martini. No place to go. Martini's triple team around the Kling. Now Kling wants to drive. They did a little better job of taking that drive away from him under there. Here's a long three that's up and good. Nailing the three from over on the far side. That was waiting here for the... Who got the three just now from the corner? I looked away from the... Number 10 got that. Okay, Pennison. Oh, that's what I thought. I didn't realize Pennison was in the ballgame. Oh, wait a minute. That's where my... That basket came down on this end. And now we're 44. That was a Pawnee City basket. Menega got the three. Once in a while, I get tripped up here when I look away. That's when it's good to have a buddy standing by. 6:23 to play in the ball game. It's 44-38. That three-pointer by Drew Menega has put the Indians back up by 6, but a lot of time to play. Recapping this ball game, it was 19-3, Pawnee City after one quarter. 28-21, Pawnee City up by 7 at halftime. 40-38. After being tied at 38 all, the Indians got the last basket and had a 2-point lead after three quarters. And now with 6:23 to go in the ballgame, it's a 6-point Indian advantage, 44-38. Again, we want to mention, no school tomorrow at HTRS. There will be no school for the HTRS Titans tomorrow due to the pending weather situation. Also, no school at Fall City High and no school at Sacred Heart tomorrow because of the weather. HTRS with the basketball down by 6. Baseline right side driving. Lay-in up and good. The lay-in put in by Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap now has 15 points in the ballgame. We're back to a 4-point contest. Indians need a basket. Underneath Kling, driving layup. Traveling, going to be called on Jeff Farwell. Farwell drugs the pivot foot, turns it over, and the Titans get the ball back, trailing by 4. This could come down to a photo finish here tonight. That keeps the games interesting. Inbound pass to Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn at the top of the circle. Left elbow across court pass to Dunlap. Dunlap feeds to the left wing. Gets it to Hunsicker. Now Jack Hunsicker dribbles to the near side. Into the corner, driving on the baseline. Oh, they feed it underneath the bowling. Bounce pass top of the key. And now, wait a minute, we're going to have a 3-second violation called on HTRS. You don't see many of those anymore. You really have to camp out in there for a long time. And that usually doesn't come until after the official has warned you a couple of times on the baseline. I've been on the baseline taking pictures before. I've heard the official give them about 3 warnings before the time they blow the whistle. All right, here we go. Pawnee City. Baseline right side shot is up. No. That one was put up by Martini and the rebound pulled down by Jack Hunsicker. It's 44-40. The lead is 4 for the Indians. 5:25 to go in the ballgame. HTRS with the basketball. Brennan Vaughn to the near side to Hunsicker. On the right elbow, Hunsicker looking inside the paint for a teammate. Can't find a cutter under there. Running the baseline back and forth is Brant Leach. Here's a jump shot in the paint that's up and off, no good. The rebound brought down, follow shot up and good by Hunter Bowling. Bowling with 4 points now, and it's a two-point contest, 44-42. Indians still clinging to a two-point lead. They've been tied up at 38 all, and now they're up by two here. Inside, driving, laying up off, no, just around in the rebound to Brogan Dunlap. Keep in mind, HCRS came into this game with a record of 2-11. Pawnee City was 9-4. The Indians may have overlooked them a little bit. Here's a driving layup. You can't really say that either because they opened up a 19-3 lead in the first quarter. Here's a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. It's going to be on Anthony Kling. That is Kling's third personal. Team foul number 6. Not yet into the 1-1. The next foul, both teams are shooting 1-1. Into the corner on the left wing is Hunsicker. Top of the key up to Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn to the near side. Fast finds Dunlap. Give and go. Looking for Bowling in traffic. Bowling saved it from going out of bounds. Now, wait a minute. A whistle. They're going to say it was touched by Pawnee City. It'll stay with the Titans. Hunter Bowling will inbound it. He'll stand on the baseline. All four players line up on the free throw line for the inbound play. Bowling, waiting to inbound it, gets it to the right wing, tosses it into Hunsicker, back into the corner, Brennan Vaughn. Vaughn in the paint, driving, laying up, couldn't get any foul. Vaughn will go to the line with a chance to tie the ball game. Brennan Vaughn will be at the free throw line for HTRS. The foul is going to be on Pawnee City's Justin Pierce, and Pierce has fouled out of the ball game. That is his fifth personal. Justin leaves the game tonight with 2 points. At the free throw line is Vaughn shooting two shots. The first one is up and off. Could not get it. Or that Dunlap at the line. Let me look again. It's Vaughn. Vaughn is at the line. He missed the first one. He'll have a second. Chance to pull the Titans within one here. Pawnee City hanging in there with a two-point lead. Second shot is up. It's off also. So a pair of missed free throws. Is a score of opportunity for the Titans to try and tie it. Now the Indians. Farwell with a driving lay-in on the baseline. He's fouled. What a job. And that's what Jeff Farwell just does. That's, believe it or not, is his first field goal in the second half. Farwell now with 17 points. He'll be at the line for the and one. A chance for a three-point play here. The foul is going to be called on. Shot is up and in and out. Missed the free throw. And the rebound comes down to HTRS. A four-point ball game, 46-42. Indians by four. HTRS with just under 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Hunsicker to the right wing. Spin move, moving toward the hoop. Dunlap driving, laying up and good. Broken Dunlap laid it in there. Dunlap with 17 points now for the Titans. Two-point ball game. Floater up and good by Farwell. Jeff Farwell answers the bell every time he has the opportunity. Took it in, back to a four-point ball game. Back and forth. Shot is up, tipped around by Martini. Kling with the rebound. Anthony Kling down court. His team up by four with 3:21 to play. Kling driving lay-in. Players on the ground all around him. Farwell looked like a bowling ball going through a bunch of pins there. Players going all directions. The ball ended up going out of bounds off of HTRS. Indians will have it under their own basket. Horse to inbound it for Pawnee City. Horse gets it into the corner. Down to Farwell. Up to Menega. Back to Farwell. Drew Menega handled it for a minute. Farwell with a spin move in the paint. Little floater up and goes. What a move. Jack Farwell and Anthony Kling just never cease to amaze me. All right, here's a pass underneath to Bowling. Bowling had a look at it. A three on the way. Off no good. Rebound chased down in the corner. Pulled down by Bryson Horst. Horst with the outlet pass. Gets it up court to Jeff Farwell across the timeline. It's 50-44. The Pawnee City lead is 6 now with 2:42 to go in the ballgame. Here's Kling for three. Got it. Anthony Kling hits the three from the corner. He's got 21 now in the ballgame. Timeout taken, HTRS, 2:33 to go in the ballgame. It's 53-44. The lead is 9 for the Indians. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, a very important announcement concerning school closures tomorrow. There will be no school at HTRS. There will be no school at Falls City Public. There will be no school at Falls City Sacred Heart. School has been canceled for tomorrow at both Falls City Public, Sacred Heart, and at HTRS. No word yet on Pawnee City. They haven't told us anything. If you hear anything back there at the KTNC studios, Aaron, please don't hesitate to come on and share it with us. If you have any more updates with local schools, we want to get that information out tonight. 2:33 to go here in the ballgame, 53-44. The lead is back to 9 now for Pawnee City after being tied up there at 38 all momentarily. Titans with the basketball. Vaughn comes to the right side, tried a lob pass, almost had it tipped away by Menega. Now it is stolen away. Loose basketball, Dunlap driving, laying up and good. Brogan Dunlap's having quite a night here. We're going to have another timeout taken by the Titans with 2:13 to go. 53-46 your score. The lead is 7. We're back in 30 seconds on KTMC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTMC studios. Aaron, once again, if you get any more school closing information, we'll have you share that with us during the next break, and we'll be happy to pass it along. All right, 2:13 to play here. Pawnee City up by 7. Indians have the basketball. On the dribble is Jet Farwell across the timeline. Farwell over on the right elbow, now works between the rings, coming out to chase after him, Jack Hunsicker. ACRS has kind of gone to a hair on fire man-to-man defense here now, chasing after the basketball. This is Kling trying to penetrate. Menninger for 3 from the corner. It's off, no good. Chase down in the corner. Rebound comes down to Jack Hunsicker. Down court pass, baseline, in the paint. Little shot is up, in and out of there. Wouldn't go. Point blank for Brad Leach. Rebound coming down with it is Bowie. And then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City's Joseph Martini. That will be his fifth personal. Justin Pierce has already fouled out of the ballgame. Now Joseph Martini fouls out of the contest. There's still a lot of time left here, folks. 1:39 on the game clock. At the free throw line will be Hunter Bowling. He is 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. He has 4 points in the basketball game. Here he will be shooting 1 and 1. That was the 19th foul on the Indians. With 1:39 to go and his team down by 7, Hunter Bowling, the 5'11 sophomore, shooting 1 and 1. Free throws have been a tough go here for the Titans. Free throw is on the way. It's up, and it is good. Hunter Bowling has pulled the Titans back to within 6. He'll try and trim it to 5 with his second free throw attempt. Bowling shot is on the way. It's up, and it is no good. Roll to the right, and there for the rebound for Pawnee City is Anthony Kling. Kling gets it out to Jet Farwell. Farwell brings it into fourth court. He'll be fouled on the run out here before he can get to the basket. See who they put this one on. Foul's going to go on Dunlap. That's his second personal. And at the free throw line will be Anthony Kling. He's a perfect 3 for 3 from the line tonight. Has 21 points. Shot is up and good. Shooting 1 and 1. He'll have another one. He's now got 22 points, and he's 4 for 4 from the line. 22 points in the ballgame for Anthony Kling. What a pair of sophomores. Second shot is up, and this one is good also. Got the lucky roll there. Puts the lead back up to 8, 55-47. Coach Hadley Sikora cheering on his defense here, encouraging them. HCRS, they need to score. Need to score fairly quickly here. 1:22 to go. Time getting short on them. Vaughn with the basketball to the near side. They need to be launching threes or doing something. They're running an awful lot of clock here. Brendan Vaughn driving layup. No, couldn't get it. No collision, no whistle. Fast break the other end. Here comes Kling. Reverse lay-in blocked nicely. Oh, they're going to call a foul there. I thought maybe that wasn't too bad a looking block on the part of HTRS. Brent Leach just picked up his fifth personal. He will foul out of the ball game, much to his displeasure. He's not happy. Back in to replace him comes Rykin Davis, who will be playing with four personals. At the free throw line, Anthony Kling. He is 5 out of 5 from the line, has 23 points tonight so far. Free throw is up and good. 6 for 6 from the line with 24. Again, be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll give you, let you know how your favorite player did tonight. Individual scoring. Second shot is up and good also for Anthony Kling. So now he's a perfect 7 for 7 from the line with 25 points. Here's a 3 off the rim. No. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Bank shot off the glass. Up and good by Hunter Bowling. Bowling got the rebound and the putback. 57-49, less than a minute to go now. Indians slowing things down a little. 45 seconds. Titans are going to have to come out and foul. Kling goes to the right side. He wants to hang on to the basketball and be the one that gets fouled there because he's had the hot hand at the line. Across it goes. Now a whistle and a foul. They're going to foul Jeff Farwell. Kind of pick your poison. Farwell, he's only made 6 out of 7 from the line. Kling 7 for 7. The foul is on Brogan Dunlap. That is his third personal. At the line, Jeff Farwell. His shot is up and good. Farwell, now 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Checking in for the Titans, Emmett Glodar, a freshman, comes into the ballgame. Glodar checks in. 34 seconds left to play. The lead is 9. Pawnee City has Jet Farwell at the line for the second half of the 1-1. The second shot is up, and it is short off the rim. Try for tip-in, won't go. And coming down with a rebound, HTRS. In a hurry, fast break. Dunlap driving layup, has it blocked nicely by Farwell. That young man has got springs. I'm telling you, Farwell was way up by the rim. Let's see what he's listed at. Farwell listed at 5'9", and he was up by the rim with his hand blocking that shot. With the basketball is Jack Hunsicker. Long three, no. Chased down here by Davis. Davis goes back to Hunsicker with it. 15 seconds. Hunsicker driving, laying up. No. Doesn't get it, but he's fouled. We're down to 13 seconds to play. The foul is going to be called on Anthony. Don't check that. It's going to be on Atreyu playing. That's his second personal. At the free throw line, Jack Hunsicker. First one is up and good. Hunsicker's 3 for 3 from the line. He has 3 points, has not scored from the field tonight. But we're down to 13 seconds to play, and it's an 8-point ballgame. Hunsicker will trim the lead to 7. If he hits it, he does. Jack Hunsicker hits a pair. And now Pawnee City with the basketball. Down court. Kling. Double team. Dribbles away from it. He'll take it in for driving layup. Well, you come out and challenge him. Kling just broke away and laid it in. There's a buzzer. And the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Pawnee City Indians 60 and the HTRS Titans 51 in a hard-fought contest. Congratulations to the Indians, but a tip of the hat to the Titans for the job they did battling back from a 16-point deficit at the end of the first quarter. Don't go away. We'll be back with school closing information, and we'll have the post-game scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College after this 2-minute timeout. You've been listening to the Purdue State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Bauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grace, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Falls City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 to set up an appointment with Dr. Seal in Falls City or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to HCRS High School. Our final score tonight, the Pawnee City Indians 60 and the HCRS Titans 51. Time now for our postgame show being presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, individual scoring, first of all, for the HCRS Titans, a big night for Brogan Dunlap. He finished in double figures with 19 points in the ballgame. Brent Leach had 9, 7 for Hunter Bowling, 5 points for Brennan Vaughn, 4 points for Jack Hunsicker, and Rykin Davis added 2 for their total of 51. From the free throw line, the Titans went 12 out of 21 at the line. For the Pawnee City Indians, 60 points on the board, a big night for both Anthony Kling and Jet Farwell. Anthony Kling finished the game with 27 points in the ballgame, including 7 out of 7 from the free throw line and a pair of threes. Jet Farwell, another big night for another sophomore. He had 22 points in the ballgame. So 27 and 22, the two sophomores combined for 49 of Pawnee City's 60 points. Drew Meniga finished the contest with 6, 3 points for Joseph Martini, and Justin Pierce added 2 for their total of 60. Score by quarters, Pawnee City jumped out to a 19-3 lead after one quarter. The Indians were up by 7 at halftime, 28-21. HCRS tied the game at 38-all late in the third quarter before Pawnee City got to the end of the period with a 2-point lead, 40-38, and then the Indians went on to take the win by a final score of 60-51. We also have a final score now in the game that was heard tonight over on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs came from behind to defeat the Sacred Heart Irish. The final score, Auburn 51 and Sacred Heart 39. Also, again, we want to report the school closing information that we have. There will be no school tomorrow at HTRS and also no school tomorrow at Fall City Public and no school at Sacred Heart. Those are the only school closing information that we have so far. Again, 60-51, your final here in the boys' game. In the girls' contest, the Titans got the win. The final there was 43-27, HTRS with the win. Again, we want to remind our Pawnee City and HTRS listeners, we'll have more basketball coming up this week. HTRS scheduled to play at Johnson County Central Thursday evening. Weather permitting, I'll have the call for you on that one over on Sunny 101.3. Then on Friday night, the Sacred Heart Irish come to Pawnee City to face the Indians. I'll have that one also Friday night on Sunny 101.3. So HTRS and Pawnee City, we've got more basketball coming up for you later this week, weather permitting. Well, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For our producer-engineer, Aaron Wisdom, we leave you with the final score here in the boys' game. It was the Pawnee City Indians 60 and the HTRS Titans 51. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
best classic hits on 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, KTNC.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-256-7830 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-256-7830. That's 800-256-7830. What do you have to lose? Call 800-256-7830. Again, 800-256-7830.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I've been seeing you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be a lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermal, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Fox News, I'm Rich.